Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, hey, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and today we're going to talk about how not to feel injured and aching somewhere all the time with the supplementation of a little glycine. So, what the heck am I talking about here? I'm talking about those of you who notice that you're just aching in certain places. Maybe you've got a shoulder that aches. Maybe you got an ankle that aches and it just seems to not get any better. Maybe you rolled the ankle like, I don't know, a year ago, 6 months ago, and you're like, what the heck? Why is this still causing me trouble? Maybe you got a shoulder that you tweaked one time and it got better and now, you know, you're doing pull-ups or muscle-ups at the gym and you're like, what the heck? Why is this stupid thing still aching me? Well, one of the crucial amino acids that you might be lacking is something called glycine. Glycine is protective for us because what it does is it regulates inflammation in the body. And when we're not regulating inflammation properly in the body, we might actually have a deficiency of glycine. And what I'm talking about here is that glycine is something that we make in our liver. It is considered a non-essential amino acid, meaning that we don't have to get it from our diet because our liver so graciously makes it for us. However, note that I say our liver makes it for us. Our livers are very busy, and depending on how much alcohol we consume and how much toxic things in our environment that we come into contact with and how much Frankenfood we eat, that liver might be a little more trashed than capable of making glycine. Now I'll get into that a little bit later because glycine actually has a protective mechanism to help your liver too, but I will talk about that in a few. Let's get back to glycine and the basics. So glycine being the amino acid, it is part of what makes up our elastin and collagen in our tendons, ligaments, tissues, muscles. And so if we're deficient in if we're deficient in glycine, we end up having trouble with repair. And oftentimes we don't regulate our immune system response. And so by that, I mean, if we have chronic excess inflammation, so we just feel really achy after workouts and we can't seem to recover like we want to, it's quite possible that you might have low glycine levels. Because what glycine does is it actually works on your immune system response by manipulating the messages that go between white blood cells. And it does this by altering our calcium channels. Now, that might sound pretty geeky. I'm getting into too much detail here, and I'm not going to go into all the technical stuff here. But essentially what it's doing is not allowing your white blood cells to get out of control and keep making a particular area of your body inflamed. So let's step back for a moment. Say that you went crazy and you went on this like major push-up challenge, and all of a sudden the front of your shoulder started to hurt. Well, chances are you probably did have like a little micro tear there because each time you work out hard, you're going to break down some of your muscular tissue. But that inflammation that's created from that natural breakdown of muscle tissue with the workout should be put into check, right? Usually there's about a 48-hour window. You all know it if you work out. It's maybe you're achy after the workout, but the 2 days afterwards, that's when it'll hit you. So that kind of thing is normal. But when you're having aches and pains that last you a whole week and you're out of the gym for a week and you only worked out one day, that's not normal. That's extra inflammation in your body. And likely the source of that is some low lysine. Now, why do I keep saying lysine? Glycine, yikes. Lysine is an antiviral type of amino acid that we have. I should do a podcast on it because clearly my brain wants to tell you about lysine. But nope, today we are talking about glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. So I'm going to put my brain and my mouth in check here and keep plugging along. So the cool thing about glycine and its ability to shut down inflammation is that it's been researched quite a bit. It's been found to slow down tumor growth in melanomas, so skin cancer, so that's pretty cool. It's also been found to regulate damage to kidneys and livers as they're being transported. So for those who are organ donors and say, you know, someone's died, we've harvested their kidneys and their liver, we're going to transport it to someone else. Glycine actually can control the breakdown of the tissue, and it can control the rejection after transplantation. So I find that absolutely freaking fascinating. I'm like, why is there not like a huge commercial for the amazing abilities on glycine? So not only that, we also have research that's shown that glycine can prevent heart tissue death when it's given within an hour after a heart attack. I mean, how cool is that? We can even inject glycine and help with outcomes in emergency types of situations, which I find just absolutely fascinating. And I kind of feel like we should all have little tubes of glycine so that we can inject them should we do something really stupid to ourselves. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea, though, because technically, if you do supplement too much glycine, it can be toxic, and you know, that should be regulated. So I better put myself in check. We all shouldn't have tubes of glycine to inject. Yeah, be cool, though. Anyway, some folks do IVs of it, and it can actually lower mortality rate by reducing organ injury. So that's kind of cool. And in particular, hemorrhagic shock, meaning so someone's bleeding out. That's what hemorrhagic shock will be a result of. You know, say you've got a pretty nasty wound, lots of blood going. That would be when you would want to bust out your injection of glycine or get it in an IV there. But yes, there is some toxicity with too much glycine. And the point here is that I was joking when I said inject it. Please don't do that. But you can take it orally, and ideally the dosage is around 3 grams a day. I have some patients of mine who I give it up to 9 grams in divided dosages, because glycine is metabolized pretty quickly when you take it orally. So by that meaning you take it, you know, in water and you drink it down. And it does go through the gut kind of fast, but it does have an amazing ability to help with your metabolism. So if you are struggling to break down fats, you notice that, you know, you eat French fries and holy cow, that really like knocks you out, or avocado even, because I never would eat French fries. Why would you do that? Just kidding. I had one last night. But granted, those things are delicious, you know, in limited quantities. However, glycine can help you to break down fats and things like good amounts of proper amounts of butter and things of that nature too. So keep that in mind, just that it's got a metabolism help component to it too. So I jumped way off of our muscle tissue stuff here. So those of you who work out are probably kind of going, okay, if I work out and I'm feeling inflamed, or I want to block feeling really inflamed after a workout, what do I do? Well, here's what I do. I typically will take 3 grams of glycine every single night. I put it in about 8 ounces of water, swish it around, and drink it. It's kind of like my bedtime cocktail. And the reason I do it at night, not right after my workout, is because glycine does have an effect of calming on the brain. It can calm and help you to focus, which is pretty cool too. But I like to do it in particular because it can help with sleep. And I oftentimes will tend to have this kind of spinning thoughts or overthinking thing going on before I go to bed. Pretty much mind starts to go in circles about, what am I doing tomorrow? What do I need to do? What am I doing in 3 months? I don't know. Just weird stuff. So I find that glycine helps me with shutting down those crazy thoughts all over the place, and it gets me focused to go to sleep. So I do absolutely recommend, for anyone who has trouble falling asleep because the mind is going, take your glycine then, take it about 2 hours before bed, and you'll start to notice that it can really, really help with chilling you out overnight, and it won't give you a hangover feeling like melatonin and those kind of things in the morning. It has a different capability, but what it's doing is reducing your ability to think in circles by boosting serine. Serine's another amino acid. You need glycine to make serine. Serine helps you focus, and it also helps you to relax the mind. And so oftentimes you'll see glycine recommended for sleep, and you'll also see serine recommended for focus, and I find it helpful. There's a lot of research out there. So something to consider if you're also having trouble sleeping. And, you know, just a plug for sleeping, of course, if you're working out hard and you're having lots of aches and pains and you're not sleeping, you can't recover. So Highly recommended to take lysine at night. I do have some folks that take it right after workouts and like their post-workout smoothie, which is fine too. I just happen to like to take it at night. It is quite cool too, just as a side note. You can take a small amount, like a pinch of it. In fact, if you licked the tip of your pinky finger and dipped it in glycine and put it on your tongue, it can also help to stop some like serious anxious kind of thoughts that you might have going on if you can't seem to get your pardon my language, get your shit together and focus. Glycine. Try it. See what you think. Now, while I'm saying all this and promoting glycine so much, what brand, what do you do here? My favorite brand is Designs for Health. It is a great company. You can get it online. I don't think it's that expensive, 10, 12 bucks at the most, maybe a little bit more because I have to remember that I have a discount. But anyway, somewhere in that case, check it out, glycine in the powder form. Their Designs for Health is one great brand. Vital Nutrients is another good one that sells it. So let's jump back in some of those other benefits with glycine because it's an amazing little bugger. And those of you who like to party, I want you to listen up now. Those of you that might be, you know, weekend warrior partiers, or maybe you've got a party coming up, glycine can help liver function. It may be made by the liver, but it also can help our liver function. And so it's like a win-win situation for that liver there. And the body uses glycine to help with detoxification. And in particular, if you take glycine after or during consuming alcohol, you can actually reduce your blood alcohol levels. Now, I don't recommend if you've been pulled over and you might have to do the roadside Olympics that you should quick and put in a whole bunch of glycine. I don't know how fast it works, but lots of research there in terms of glycine being effective against reducing alcohol intoxication, also ethanol damage to the liver. Lots of good stuff out there on glycine and protecting your liver. So, all right, little note here. I also do take extra glycine if I know that I'm going to a party and they might have alcohol that I might like to drink and I might somehow find some in my hand. So yeah, I do it. It actually seems to work. I have not had too much trouble. The times that I do forget to bring it, yeah, problems. So glycine. I would say how much before going out to drink or while you're out? I would say probably somewhere around 3 grams, which is about a half teaspoon of some of the powder that I regularly use. So how does glycine work to help the liver out and help reduce alcohol levels in our bloodstream? It gets through the stomach and it can help to go right in and prevent the alcohol from getting to the liver. So we absorb glycine straight through the stomach. So we also absorb alcohol through the stomach and aspirin as well. But hey, if you can put in a little glycine and kind of pre-treat with your glycine, hey, you never know. You might feel pretty good. Now, I am by no way saying that you should drink a lot of alcohol. This is public service announcement. I am not saying that. But if you find yourself drinking, you should have some glycine. There you go. Done. So I've kind of went through quite a bit of the cool things that glycine can do. I think there's one more that I really want to get into. And it has to do with cancer. There's a lot of research coming out now, and I briefly mentioned a little bit of the melanoma slowing down with glycine. And it's 65%. That's quite amazing. So this day and age, it seems that pretty much most of us know somebody who's had cancer. And unfortunately, it's hard to figure out where these things come from. Is it a deficiency of certain vitamins or nutrients, things of that nature? Well, the cool thing about glycine is that it also helps us to absorb vitamins and minerals. And if it can help to also prevent cancer, hey, I say, why not? Let's go for it. And the way it does that is there's something called tumor necrosis factor, which is a type of immune system molecule that helps us to fight inflammation, but it also is involved in the tumor formation process. So are our white blood cells. And what we've learned so far is that excess inflammation in the body, so being chronically irritated, having our body chronically in this process of having to heal something, can promote cancer. And if glycine is able to shut down chronic inflammation in the body, one, I'm all for not having chronic aches and pains. Two, I'm really happy about perhaps being able to also adjust my body's ability to overinflame itself into cancer. So this is another big reason that I actually use glycine on a daily basis, just to keep inflammation in my body in check. Now, granted, you can't expect to take this and prevent all kinds of issues if you eat like crap and you drink too much alcohol. I know I've joked about alcohol today, but honestly, those things aren't, you know, you can beat up your body a lot and hope to try to counter the effects of what you do to it. But honestly, it usually never ends well. So what I recommend is considering glycine, especially if you're having trouble recovering from workouts. That's kind of my major thing that I start to put glycine into my patients' lives for, and for sleep. Those are the two that I have seen make a difference in folks. So big take home here is glycine for helping to relieve aches and pains and helping with sleep. So now I might have some folks out there who are going, okay, I don't want to supplement with glycine. How do I get it naturally? Good question. So you can get it through beans, so legumes, lentils, things of that nature, black beans, those guys. You can get it in fish, dairy products as well, and of course meat. Now, to make glycine, we actually need something called choline. So we also have to make sure that we have enough of that around. And good news, cauliflower, mushrooms, dark leafy greens, shellfish, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, fish, and liver also have choline. So things that have glycine also tend to have choline. So it's kind of this great win-win situation there. Now, one of the things I want to bring to light is that a lot of people are avoiding eggs because they're inflammatory. A lot of people avoid shellfish either because they don't like them, they're allergic to them. And then we have a lot of people who don't eat fish because they don't like that either. And then we have a lot of people who don't eat vegetables. So these are, notice, no carbohydrates in this mix. So if you are struggling to get in your veggies, and in particular, if you don't like cauliflower, mushrooms, dark leafy greens, or asparagus, or Brussels sprouts for that matter, you might want to consider supplementing and just try not to force yourself to eat those things. However, I highly recommend a pretty good balanced diet because you will get in a decent amount of choline and glycine in this case. And it's hugely important here because naturally we need 2 grams of glycine a day by our diet to be able to reduce inflammation, things of that nature. So it's really, really important to consider eating closest to nature and watch your diet. But if you are pushing yourself to the limits with workouts or you're just struggling with sleep, I do think it's important to skip over eating these foods in terms of solely using, not skip over eating them. Scratch that. You want to eat these foods. You just don't want to rely on them as your only source of choline and glycine, because we also have to think about, where's the digestive system at? Is it trashed? Are there irritants in the gut? Are you struggling to break down foods in general? Because if you can't break down foods very well because you have an irritated gut, whether you've just got bacterial overgrowth, you've got yeast, you've got food sensitivities, whatever it may be, those things will block your ability to get what you need out of your food. So back to supplementing a little bit with glycine. Now, if you're wanting to do this at home and you want to see how you do, what I do recommend, like I said, is the powdered form. You don't want capsules. It takes too long to open those. And guess what? Glycine gets really nicely absorbed through the stomach. So you want powder, because if it's a capsule, it's not going to get broken down enough till later on in the digestive system. Plus, if you want the calming effect of the mind, you definitely want the powder, and you want a little bit on your tongue just to get it into the body quick, because your tongue has the ability to absorb things faster for you. So keep those in mind. Now, dosage-wise, like I said before, 3 grams a day is typically what I will start folks with. I will not have anybody go over 9 grams a day, and you don't want to go over 3 grams at a time So you want to separate it apart. So like breakfast, lunch, dinner, 3 grams, totally fine. If you think you need that much, take it easy. Of course, you know, best to talk with a qualified naturopath or health practitioner before you embark on trying to go over 3 grams a day of glycine, because I don't want anybody to have any negative effects and blame me for it. So big thing here is, hey, if you are struggling with aches and pains, I think glycine might be able to help you, especially if you're struggling with recovery and you just keep feeling like you're chronically beat up and injured. This is possibly the way to go to see if we can start to help in reducing inflammation in your body. Now, second step after glycine is you got to get your food on point and reduce the amount of sugar-sweetened beverages, junk foods, and of course, alcohol. So that has been your public service announcement for today. Boy, I feel like I'm lecturing a little more than talking here today. But nevertheless, glycine, something cool to check out. Great amino acid. I'm going to put my resource at the end of this in terms of the brands that I like and a little bit more of a breakdown on how to take it, just in case you didn't take detailed notes during this session of the Health Fix. So once again, I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. It's been a pleasure once again. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.